Hey guys, this is Ashe Tuamadu from 13 Degrees of Gold. I wanted to let you guys know you can all help support the Unconditional Love Movement by purchasing some merch out of my brand new store. You can reach me at shop.spreadshirt.com/13degrees of gold. Guys, we have t-shirts, we have hoodies, we have mugs, water bottles, travel cups, phone cases, dog wear. We have it all. Go and shop today and support my cause now. All I see is pages out my window. I love when it storms, I see rainbows. Hey, 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 welcome to 13 Degrees of Gold. I'm your host, Ashe Tuamadu. And today, guys, I have a wonderful treat for you. I have my longtime friend, Major League Beats, on the line today. He's going to tell us how he's achieved everything in his life, how his morning routines, how does he do what he does, and how life is being a producer. He even recorded the song that you guys hear at the beginning of all of my shows. So I'm going to go ahead and bring him on. Hey, Josh, are you there?
Yes, yes, yes. I'm here. What's the deal?
What's going on?
Nothing much. Excited to be here with you.
That's amazing. Thank you so much for taking the time out to do this for my listeners. Here at 13 Degrees of Gold, I'm all about giving people tips to live, you know, a happier, more prosperous life. And so I thought it would be a great idea to bring you on because you live your dream life every day. And I have seen impeccable focus from you since I was a little girl. I've been knowing Josh since I was like 10 years old, guys. We had like a little puppy love situation back in the gap, but and I've seen crazy focus from him, so I just wanted him to come on here and just tell you guys what it is he does. And Josh is a musician. He has loved music since I can remember. He puts God first. He's worked with people like Ray J, Queen Jess, Brittany, Keisha Cole, Sosa Man, and so many more people. He's actually won the Mike Will Made It Beat Battle and the Grand Hustle Beat Battle. He also does spoken word and poetry instrumentals. And guys, if you get the chance, check him out on YouTube right now. He's blowing up. He has over 1 million views, over 1 million listens. This guy is on fire right now. So proud to call him my friend. So I just want to get into like how he does what he does. So, Josh, tell us more about your accomplishments. Let the people know what you do on a daily basis, who you've worked with. Like, let us know.
All right. Hey, y'all. I've worked with, like you said, Keisha Cole, Sosa Man. I have a record with Chris Brown. So many, like, I mean, all the artists in Houston. Tons of local dope artists as well that have deals and some that don't, but definitely tons of artists in general.
Right. And you guys, the name of his company is Major League Beats. And I love the name of his company. Josh actually used to play baseball. And he was really good at it. He got injured. Tell him about your baseball career.
Man, baseball was my first love initially. I think it was really music, but baseball was all I knew. Like, I knew I had a love for music, but it was kind of like always my number two thing to me. Baseball was like, that was all I dreamed of as a little kid. I want to play professional baseball. I can't wait till Saturday to go to my game. I can't wait for practice. Like, I love baseball. Still do to this day. But I played in high school, of course. I played travel ball. It's called selecting baseball. It's kind of like AAU for basketball. played in college, got signed, went played out of San Diego in Yuma, Arizona. And then, boom, my left shoulder, my rotator cuff goes out. And it had been out so long, but I was still playing and not knowing. I just felt, you know, it was normal wear and tear. But literally, there's no tissue between my left front and back shoulder blade. My rotator cuff was completely gone. And you can't really kind of take that much cartilage to fully repair it. So that was my career.
A question about that injury, because I know how much you love baseball personally. Just watching you grow up, you know, even when you moved to the South, the Elsie, you know what I'm talking about, Southwest. But just watching you, I know that you really love baseball. So, like, do you think that there's any correlation with your injury and, like, you moving into the music scene? Like, maybe that's what you were really supposed to be doing, and, you know, like, that's, like, do you think there's any kind of weird correlation between your injury and then now you're up in music?
I don't know. It could be, because even my whole life while playing baseball, I always still, like, played piano. Like, even in college, I had a piano in my dorm room. I used to make YouTube videos back then, like in 06. And then even when I got to the pro level, people would always be like, bro, why do you always buy a keyboard? Like, we would go, like, 2-3 cities, and I would just buy a keyboard. Like, you know, just $100 keyboard somewhere from Walmart or wherever I could find one. And I'm like, bro, I don't know. I just love making music. And I was really making beats at the time, and I didn't even know, like, what it was. Like, I didn't know I was making beats. But I never thought I never thought I'd be a music producer. I didn't know
I knew personally you would always do something with music. Just the love you have for music, just when we were 10 years old. Like, guys, he used to teach me how to play music over the telephone. He was like 11, I was 10, and he used to be like, okay, go get a marker. Now write the C on this key, write D on this key, write E. Then he like C, D, F, play it. You know what I'm saying? Like he gave me my first, like, I still know how to play All My Life by Casey and JoJo till this day, because Josh put it in my ear, guys. Like, I always knew you were going to do something with music. Every time we link up, you're like, let's go to Guitar Center. And we in there for hours, and you just going crazy on the keyboard, having keyboard battles with random strangers, all kind of stuff. But I always knew you would do something with music. And so tell us about your daily routines. Like, tell us, because I believe you have impeccable focus. I've seen you manifest cars. Like, you'll see a car you want, you like, I'm getting that car. And then you'll pull up, like, boom, got that hoe. And I'm like, damn, this nigga get everything. Everything he see, he gets it. So, like, tell my listeners about your morning routines, and then talk about your focus. Like, what's your strategy, like, with cars, with music, even with artists, you know what I'm saying? You guys, he just dropped a video talking about how he got to work with Keisha Cole. I want you to, like, tell the people how you did that. You know what I'm saying? Like, tell us your normal day-to-day thing. You really probably don't even realize you do the same thing all the time, but you do. So tell us what it is you do.
All right, I'll start with, like, my morning routine. My morning key, like, period, is wake up and get you together. Do not grab your cell phone. Do not grab your cell phone. I wake up and I clear my head. I talk to God. I talk to myself. I talk about my plans for the day, things that I want to accomplish for the day. Just, I get myself in focus before I ever grab my phone. My phone's normally charging in the kitchen or maybe on my dresser or something anyway. It's not like by my bed or in my bed. So I get up, of course, brush my teeth, look in the mirror, talk to myself, plan for my day, and just get me together. You know, I step outside, get some fresh air, and just really gather myself and, you know, get myself pumped up for the day. I like to drink pre-workouts to start the day, whether I'm going to the gym or not, just to get the blood flowing, you know, get my mental flowing, and just be okay. And then, okay, cool, let me check my schedule for the day. You know, how many sessions I have or what tracks do I need to complete and things like that. That is my morning ritual. I do that same thing every day.
And you know what is so cool about what you're saying is because a lot of those techniques I use in the spiritual world, like when my life clients, when my coaching clients, you know, we do an exercise called mirror work. And that's where you get in the mirror and you talk to yourself in the mirror and you tell yourself you're great, you're loved, you're supported, you're worthy, you're deserving, things like that. And that's just incorporated in your daily routine already, you know, so that's like super dope. And another thing I have my clients do is we do grounding, where you say you walk outside every morning. I tell people walk outside every morning, preferably barefoot, you know, put your feet in the grass or walk on the earth and just inhale nature, you know, just like soak it up, soak up the sun, take it in, give gratitude, give thanks for the sun.
Yeah, that's dope. That's definitely dope. That's a key thing for me on a daily. Like, I have to come outside and get some fresh air in the morning. And like you said, getting some sun, just getting some oxygen, some wind, like that's key. Like as far as like starting my day.
Right. Okay. And so like, boom. So we got your morning routine down. Now tell us how you manifest, you know, anything you want in life. Cause I've literally seen you in a studio and you'll be like low key kind of bored or antsy. And I'll just see ideas. Like you'll just grab the keyboard. You'll just start playing stuff and your head be going like 50 miles a minute. And you'll just come up with an idea. Oh, I'm going to do a song with so-and-so. And then 3 months later, you in the studio with so-and-so. And I'm like, what the heck? Like that shit just came out of nowhere. And you know what I'm saying? Like then it just magically happened. So like, tell people how you, like, what's your process for manifesting artists that you work with or, you know, anything, cars, whatever it is that you want in life.
Okay. Like I'm going to tell y'all a funny story. Like when I first started producing, I was working at Guitar Center and just Brittany, you know, was a big artist in Houston, like just like a really big artist. And so I don't know. One day I randomly was like, man, I'm going to work with her. And so I get on like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and, you know, of course, like I see her, but I'm like, who's her manager or who's, right, you know, somebody who's close to her? How can I get in? And I kid you not, long story short, I found out Seymour, who's still one of my best friends to this day. Didn't know
Seymour.
Didn't know anything about him or none of that. Found him and was like, hey, you know, how can I, you know, send you an email for some beats for Brittany or this or that. He was like, cool, you know, just email him here. And, okay, send off beats, whatever, no response, basically. And I'm at my crib, but this time I quit Guitar Center, but I'm running a studio at my apartment. And so phone rings. He's like, hey, yo, what's up? You know, this Major League? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, back then I would send out my phone number, emails and stuff, social media, all that in my email. So he calls me, like, yeah, this Major League? I'm like, yeah. He like, hey, you want to come to the studio? Brittany about to record to one of the beats you sent. And like, my heart dropped. I was like, what? You know what I mean? Like, right. Oh, shit, I'm about to meet Brittany. Like, oh, this is crazy. And you know, for me, just being a just starting out producer, working with her is like Beyonce or anybody else at this point, because I've never worked with anybody famous. So
right.
I'm like, of course. Like, yeah, bro, just send me the address. I'm like, not even clothed, but I'm putting on my shoes. Like, I got on, like, basketball shorts. And I'm, like, already putting on my shoes. Like, and so I'm like, oh, my God, I'm about to go get in the studio with her. And so that happened. I met her. She actually did, like, 2 songs that day. And it was just, like, from that point on, I knew if I wanted to do something, all I had to do was put my focus to it and figure it out. Like, it's always going to be a way. You know what I mean? You just got to find that way. And so from that day forward, I said, like, I've been saying, like, I wanted to work with Keisha Cole. That happened. I wanted to work with this person. That happened. I mean.
Well, tell my listeners, you guys, you can go listen to the full story of this on his YouTube. But tell us just a tidbit about Keisha Cole, because there's a trend that happens with most of the people I know who are successful and who get the things they want. So I try to build the trend for my listeners so they can hear those key words over and over.
Okay, the Keisha Cole situation was literally just me being witty as usual. I watched the Keisha Cole interview on the Breakfast Club one day. I used to be a like Breakfast Club junkie. I still am, but not as bad. But so I'm watching normal interviews like I always do, and she talked about turning in her album. And so I just tweeted her, and I tell people to do this all the time. You never know when you're going to get a response back from artists, like, or from whatever field of work you're in. And so I tweeted, I was like, man, you know, sucks you turned to your album. I definitely feel like, you know, I had something that could go on your album. Immediately she responds, it's not over till the fat lady sing. I'm like, whoa, first of all, she responded. Second of all, I don't even know what to say back.
So right. What do you say that Keisha Cole tweets you immediately? Like, what?
I'm
like,
oh, shoot. Okay, so then I hit her back, and I'm like, DM me the email. You know, just like, giant simple, just cool bits. DM me the email. Boom, hits me right back, DMs me the email. I'm like, yo, this is crazy. Like,
man, that's divine. That's divine right there. Like, that was God. That was God.
So I sent her, like, 3 to 5 beats, something like that. Like, I didn't send many. If there's any producers or artists on here listening, don't overload people when you send out your work. They don't want your whole catalog. They don't want you to send 30 songs. And I know this just from being in the studio with different people. So I sent, like, 5 or 6, knowing this at the time. Probably, like, 4. And she didn't hit me right back. Like, probably a couple weeks went by. She hit me again. I'll skip through some of that. And so then, like, I get a phone call one day. Random-ass phone call. At this point, Keisha Cole's not even on my mind or whatever. Phone call.
Oh, that was key right there, guys. He let go. He said Keisha Cole was not on his mind. Part of manifesting is releasing the outcome. Go ahead.
That's true. So I get this phone call one day, just like random phone call. And it's a dude. I'm like, yo, what's up? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, who is this? Dude was like, hey, yo, this is Major League. I'm like, yo. He's like, hey, bro, I'm in the studio with Keisha Cole right now. You know, do you remember the tempo of this song and the beat? Bro, I damn near dropped my phone. And I hear her in the background. She's like, hey. I'm like, I'm like, yo.
Oh, my God, I got chills.
I'm like, yo, this shit here is crazy. Like, it's like a movie. Like you really be like, yo, really, this really happening right now? And so I'm going to tell you, right. I'm gonna tell you how, like, fucked up I was in the head. When he asked me, I was like, nah, bro, I don't. My bad. He like, nah, it's cool. I can look it up and woo, woo. He like, all right, bro, I'm going to hit you back. Boom, hang up. I'm so fucked up in the head. I'm in the studio sitting in front of the computer I made the beat on.
You just, like, froze, though. You kind of, like, stargazed. Like, is this shit, like, almost like you in a Twilight Zone. Like, is this real?
Like, no, like, no bullshit, bro. Like, I'm sitting in front of the computer that I made the beat on.
And right.
I'm like, bro, I don't know the tempo. I don't know nothing. I don't know what to say. And so, like, so after that happened, I knew, like, she was recording to some of my beats. And so, and in between this time, after I sent her, like, the first 4 or 5, however many I sent, I probably like a month or two went by, and you know, I just dropped off like another 3, 4 in her email. She sent me back. She was like, I love how persistent you are and how, you know, how you always working. And I just kind of like, okay, thank you, you know. And then so she gave me her personal email. She was like, it was her iCloud, like straight to her phone. And I was like, oh, thank you. Yeah. You know, that's really, really dope. And so
that's super dope.
You know, it really was like, and so she came to Houston and I didn't even know she was coming to Houston. Like, I was in the studio with somebody and he was like, say, bro, you going to see Keisha Cole tonight? And I was like, oh, damn, you know what I'm saying? I didn't even know she was coming to Houston. I'm like, let me see what she's coming. So I looked up. She was coming to House of Blues. It's probably like 4 o'clock at the time. Show starts like 7:30. And I'm like, well, I'm definitely going to go. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to DM her and see, you know, if she want to meet me or whatever. She probably won't DM me back, but it's no big deal. I'm going to still go see her. So,
oh, hold on. Wait, wait, wait. Right. That's another key, guys. Like, this dude don't even realize how he be manifesting. He said it's not a big deal. He did not put it on a pedestal. He did not make it important. He was like, it would be cool if I can meet her, but if I can't meet her, life goes on. He didn't make it a big deal. That's the key thing in manifesting. You cannot over important things. Like, you cannot make them overly important. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. I appreciate you dropping the gems in between. So I was gonna go regardless. Like I said, if she didn't hit me back, I'm at this point it's 4:30. I'm sure she doing sound check and all kind of shit. She probably not on her phone. So I did DM her probably like 4:40. Hey, what's up? See you in Houston. Would love to meet you. I'm definitely coming to the show or whatever. So she didn't hit me back. So I'm at home probably like 5:45-ish, getting dressed, gonna go grab something to eat, then go to the show. She DMs me back. She like, yeah. Hit me when you get here. I'm like, oh, this shit dope.
Oh, shit.
So, look, I was already dressed, but I was like, well, since I'm meeting Keisha Cole tonight, I got to change clothes. Like, so
right.
I started changing clothes, like, putting on something more decent. And so I hit her when I got there, and, like, the funniest thing was, like, she was hitting me back, like, damn, your phone in your hand for real? Like, when I got there, I'm like, hey, what's up? I'm here. She like, okay, ask for Dre and blah, 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 blah. So I get to the window. These people don't know her. You know, they just work for House of Blues. So I'm like, hey, somebody up here named Dre. They like, nah. I'm like, okay, cool. Let me just get a ticket. Like, I just bought my ticket. And I went in. And I said, well, hey, I'm in here. You know, I got on white shirt, jeans, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So she didn't hit me right back, but Adrian Marcel was performing. And then she hit me. She was like, okay, bet. She was like, ask for this dude. He's on the side of the stage. I didn't see him. So I was cool. I was like, bro, I'm finna just leave this lady alone. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I'm gonna just enjoy the show. So I didn't send her no more messages or nothing like that. And probably like right. 20 minutes later, 30 at the most, she came out and performed. And the craziest shit happened. Like, she's performing, I can't remember what song. But, like, you know, the House of Blues is not that big, and it's, like, real personal. And so, like,
right.
She looked right at me and smiled, and I smiled back. And I thought that was, like, the dopest part of the whole show.
I got chills.
She looked at me, she realized who I was, and I realized her. And we shared a good 2.5 seconds just embracing each other for a second. And
that's dope.
That was really, really dope. So the show went on. The show was over. And after the show, they're, like, kicking everybody out. But, like, unless you had, like, a meet-and-greet badge. And so the right. One of the security dudes was like, all right, bro, you got to go. And I'm like, nah, bro, I'm about to meet Keisha Cole. He like, bro, you got a meet-and-greet ticket? I was like, nah, but I got DMs. Like, I really fuck with her. I know her. And so I don't think he really gave a damn. He was like, all right, bro, whatever. Like, he was kicking everybody else out, basically. And so it was probably, like, 20 people, you know, over there standing in line for the meet-and-greet. So when she right. came out, I didn't interrupt or nothing. I let her take her pictures and shit. And Frankie was just, like, walking around. So me and Frankie got to take pictures, and we was talking and kicking it. And then, like, when all of her people left at the meet and greet, she walked up. She was like, let's take a picture. Come on, let's get a picture. And so everybody else who, which I thought was funny, who paid for the meet and greet, Keisha had her own, like, digital camera taking pictures
yeah.
of everybody. Like, you couldn't take a picture with your phone. And
right.
she let me take pictures with my phone. I took a picture with Frankie, see the tour bus. I got to listen to some music. Like, it was crazy, bro. Like, it was just a great, fun night. Like, it was a blast.
That is so dope. So it's like, this shit started from a tweet, and it, like, superseded anything you could ever imagine. Like, you taking pictures with Frankie and Keisha on your personal phone, chilling like you one of the crew. Like, what the heck, dude? Like, you, that's what I'm saying. You a master manifester, and you be doing this stuff. Like, you do this stuff so easily, and you do it all the time. It's repetitive nature for you. You don't even realize what you be doing. That's why I'm like, tell a story so I can bust it down. Cause you follow the formula that I teach. I spent like the last 3 years researching this. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been researching, listening to different people, getting nuggets, and I pinpoint people in my life who do this. Like, it's just their natural. That's just your natural. Like, that's who you are.
Yeah, I agree. And I mean, I think you brought so much of this, like, to light to me, because I never paid attention to that. I never, you know, understood that or even thought about it until you, like, bro, you naturally do that. And then I kind of calculate a few things. I'm like, bro, you kind of right on the cool.
Right. But now, look, if you want to, I'll sit down and you can tell me stories that I'm going to break down what you're doing in each part. Because once you know the formula and once you realize you the one doing it, and this is not by chance, dude, it's not by chance. You are literally creating everything that's happening to you. I'm talking about everything, even the bad shit that happens to you.
Yeah.
Everything we created with our thoughts, we created with our expectations, with our intentions, everything. And so once you learn that you're the one doing it, like if you deliberately wake up one morning and decide you're going to do it and follow the formula, like on purpose, not just you being Josh, because you're just a cool dude anyway, you know, but just you following the formula, you'll see what I'm talking about. You're going to be like, holy smoke. Like, I, like, dude, like, you gonna feel like a genie. Like, I'm telling you, like, asking, you shall receive. All them Bible verses started flooding back to you. Like, God said, hold on, wait a minute. It's that simple? Like, once you, it's like, I call it, you know what I'm saying, knowing how to play the game. Once you know the universal laws and you start playing with them and you get it right, then you can repeat it over and over and over again. It's so dope. So tell us, how do you use, since we brought up, you know, bad things that happen to us in life or things that are not as favorable, like you've dealt with a loss before. Do you mind telling the people like the different loss that you've dealt with recently in your life, how they made you feel and how you use that to fuel your projects?
I've lost like my mother, which was really, 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 really tough. I grew up without my mother really being around. So I lost her in a moment where like we were finally getting close. And so I think that's right. What really broke me the most. It was like, dang, like we just now really starting to get close. And boom, you gone. So what I did, actually, I created some of like the best songs in my life during that time. And I still do at times, like 2-3 in the morning, I'm up, can't sleep, and I'm thinking about her, and I just sit on my piano. I think by music being my outlet, instead of anger or pain, I just kind of put it out through the speakers. Like, I let the piano speak for me. Mostly, like, it's just, I don't know, like, I just channel in a different way, like, even sonically. I hear notes differently. I hear different chord progressions. I'd be on a whole nother wave, honestly.
Right. I've seen it firsthand. Like, you get excited about stuff, and I'd be like, what are you so excited about? And you like, bro, did you hear that? I'm like, no, I didn't. Yeah. The hell are you talking about?
Bro, everybody do me the same way in the studio. They're like, bro, he be too amped. I mean, I hear music different. When I was a kid, when I first started learning how to play piano, because I taught myself, I would listen to, like, this was like cassette tapes, and I would have my cassette tapes on my headphones, and I would, you know, take one off and just kind of pick the notes out of the songs. It's just, I've always heard music differently, which is why I love R&B so much. Like, I don't feel it with the rap as much unless it has some type of melody or feel to it, but like R&B, chords, synthesized sounds, I don't know, it does something to me.
Right, and I think that's part of your success and why you're able to do the things you do, because you genuinely like your job, you genuinely love it, like you get excited, like you playing music is the golden prize. Yeah, like you don't need Keisha Cole to hit you up, but it's really freaking nice. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't need all that other stuff. Like, you be so in love with just playing music, just listening to music. And I think that that's what helps you attract all the stuff that you attract, because you genuinely just having fun. Like y'all have to see him get excited in the studio one day. He does do studio sessions. If there's anybody on here who's looking for a producer to work with, he is a vocal arranger. Man, I told you to say your list of accomplishments. Like, come on. Tell the people what you do.
Man, I'm really terrible, like, at that, because truthfully, I am. Like, I've done so much. And somebody will ask me, like, hey, bro, what all you do? And I'm just like, oh, man, you know, I make beats, you know, every now and then. Like, I'm just really, I don't know. Like you said, the fact that I can make music is the golden prize for me. So not to say that it's bragging or capping or anything like that, that's just not a part of me. Like, the fact that I can just make music and I make money off of it, like, that's like the biggest achievement. I be forgetting so many things that I've done. Like, I pull up songs all the time on my hard drive and I'm just kind of going through stuff and I'm like, oh, I forgot I did that. Oh, I forgot I did that. You know what I mean? Like,
right. I do. I want to tell you, as one of your personal friends, that it's okay for you to be happy with what you're doing and brag on yourself. Like, if you don't do it no other time, do it right now. You know what I'm saying? You are so amazing. You're so great. And thank you for being on Earth at this time, just doing what you're doing, because you're an inspiration to so many people and you help connect the dots for so many people. Like, this dude right here works with so many local artists, like, and he's so dope. Like, y'all, once he pops, I don't even think local artists are really going to be able to get in touch with him, because he's going to be so booked. Like once he pops, I'm talking about, like, it's crazy, because he's already amazing. But shoot, it's hard to get in touch with him now. Like, so once he's, like, signed to big names, like humongous, and that's all that's on his Rolodex, ain't nobody gonna be able to talk to this man, because he works so much right now. But you know what I'm saying? He's always being productive. He's always focused on his keys, on his music. Like, that's all he wakes up and thinks about, music. Like, that's what he's thinking about. Like, what you doing? Music. Oh, it's raining outside. Like, I'll call him sometimes, like, what you doing? Nothing. It's raining. If it's raining, it's a bad day, because he can't do music. Like the electricity going in and out, you know, we from Houston, and Houston, it flood. Oh, it's game over. ain't nothing happening. He like, man, he don't know what to do with himself, because it's flooding outside. And he, you know what I'm saying? Like, he pull out his piano, his keyboard. That's all he can do. That's it. Like, it's crazy. So, I mean, let the people know what services you offer. So if people want to come and work with you, let them know how they can get in contact with you. Drop your links. I know you don't like to brag on yourself, but there are some people who listen to my show who are really advanced when it comes to music, and they can use your services, because you, like, there's nobody like you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're literally one of a kind. You have a ear. You know, like, guys, you just have to get in the studio with him and work with him. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been knowing this dude since I was 10, and I still be like, oh, I hope he work with me. Oh, I hope he work with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's super dope. So tell people what it is you're doing now. If they want to work with you, what can they, you know, how can they get in touch with you, and what services you offer? Tell them everything. Don't just say you make beats, man, because you really could be, like, making some other connections right now. You feel me?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so guys, I produce. I also vocally produce. Like, I'm not the, oh, I just make beats type producer. I like to be in the studio with artists when they record. I do go in the studio with artists when they record on songs that I did not produce, and help them lay down their records, and get, you know, make sure the vocals are right, make sure the mix is right. I master as well. I'm very good at mastering songs. I prefer to master more than mixing. I don't know. It's just mixing is so tedious. But I do love mastering as well. Right now, basically, I'm really focused on getting my poetry and spoken word just to another level. That's like my biggest task right now, my biggest focus. But I do still work with hip-hop and R&B artists. You can definitely follow me on Instagram at MLB underscore productions. Once again, that's MLB underscore productions. That's Twitter and Instagram. I don't really use Facebook. Yeah, I mean, that's basically it.
What's your YouTube? Shout out to YouTube link.
YouTube is my baby. That is my life. I love her so much. My YouTube is Major League Beats. That is my everything. I'm so grateful for YouTube and just the things that I've been able to do on YouTube. Like, out of all of my accomplishments in life thus far, my biggest has been YouTube, genuinely.
Drop some numbers on us. Drop the YouTube numbers.
My YouTube numbers right now, I'm at 5.4 million minutes watched. And 3.567, something like that, views. It's growing. I mean, it's growing faster than I ever imagined. I'm so grateful. I really took it serious, and I'll give one cap because I'm not the bragging type, but I am the number one producer in the world for poetry and spoken word instrumentals. You cannot Google poetry beat, poetry instrumentals, spoken word, any of that without only finding me.
Oh shit, I got chills.
So I am very, very proud of that. I mean, I've worked with people literally from everywhere, from Africa, from Canada, from Brazil, from London, all places in UK. I mean, that's been my biggest accomplishment thus far. And I mean, I love the energy with the clients and poetry and spoken word. It's a whole different breed of people. I absolutely love it. Like, I love doing that more than anything else, like, truthfully.
Right. And that's so dope. And the reason why I need you to brag on yourself and to talk about your accomplishments, not to make you uncomfortable, but, you know, the listeners, they need inspiration. They need to know that focusing really does pay off. You know what I'm saying? Because in this life, we're taught to work a job and we're taught to do this and do that and do everything. But that stuff leads you like nowhere. You know, like do what you got to do for the time being to get you where you're trying to get, but have a plan to do what you really want to do. You know what I'm saying? Because focusing on one thing that you really love does pay off. And that's why I needed you to like drop your accomplishments, bro, because you making it seem like you worked with two people, Jess Brittany, Keisha Cole. Yeah, you know, no, this man used to work at Grand Hustle. Like, come on, like, you being so modest.
that's how I am, though, man. Like, other people tell me the same thing. Like, people be in the studio who really know me, and then, like, some stranger walks in there, and they're like, hey, what's up, bro? What you do? I'm producer. Like, pretty much that's it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I'm just not really that type of person.
Right.
But yeah, I've done a lot of things. I've lived in Atlanta. I've been with T.I. and all those people. I saw Migos, Future, Rich Homie all come up in 2012 before any of them got a big push. Metro Boomin, been in the studio with him on multiple occasions. Lived in Miami all of 2017. Did some amazing things out there with DJs and a lot of showcases I got to host, and I've won tons of beat battles. I've done a lot, bro. I've definitely done a lot. It's hard for me to just really be like, oh, I did this. And a lot of things I've done so much, not to be funny, I forget a lot of things I've done too.
Right. Of course, because you work so much and like the manifestations happen so often for you. It's like It's all about the journey for you. And that's what I really wanted people to like to pay attention to. Like, the accolades are wonderful. They're great, right? But he's focused on the journey. You know what I'm saying? Like, if y'all listen to his story, he's evolved from playing baseball to, you know what I'm saying, getting into music, and from starting with one genre of music and moving into another and just evolving, right?
Yeah,
just absolutely. Forever evolving, forever growing. Like, one day poetry might not be his, you know, nothing. He has no cap. Like, he's going to find something else. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's an inventor, guys. Like I really believe that he was one of the first people to start the trap soul whole era, and he didn't even really get off into it. Like, he did it, but he was like, man, I'm about to move. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all can have that.
I definitely did. I will take credit for that. I definitely did. Like, I was doing the trap soul before Bryson Tiller popped. Like, that was my thing, because trap was so popular at the time, but I was never big on trap. And I only did it to kind of build my brand up and let people know, yo, I can do this and I'm dope. And I'm, you know, I'm really that dude. But I wanted to still give it that R&B vibe. So I was really like, I never called it trap soul, but I was definitely making that sound before it got popular. And then boom, Bryson Tiller came out in this trap soul. And I'm like,
I'm listening like, oh my God. Because, dude, we used to be at Abundant Life Cathedral, yeah, right? On Wednesday night, playing around with beats and Josh on the keys. And he freaking the beat out. I'm talking about, like, what is this? Yeah. And then the shit popped. And my mouth hit the floor. I'm like, God dang.
Yeah. But I definitely did. I definitely was on that, like, even to go in more in depth, I worked with a producer out here that I love, Bro Dini. Like, that's still my bro to this day. When I met him,
shout out to Bro Dini. He mixed and mastered one of my tracks. Shout out to him.
Bro Dini was a complete trap producer when I met him, and I was at the point to where I was over, like, trap. Like, I'm just like, bro, I'm sick of it. I was all trapped out from being in Atlanta. And I came back to Houston, and I met him through a friend of mine. And we got in the studio one day, and he played some beats, and I played some beats. And I said, well, look, bro, I play what's hot, but let me play, you know, what I really like to do. Let me play you some of my R&B stuff. And he was like, oh, you make R&B? I'm like, bro, that's really my passion. So I played some stuff, and he was like, yo, that's dope. We should just start collabing together. So when I tell you, for like 6 months, it seemed like I never went home. I never left the studio.
You didn't.
Like, I was taking baths in the studio bathroom. Like, no exaggeration. And every beat we made was trap soul, because he only made trap beats and I only made R&B. And so we just merged it together. Like, we still have 150 to 200 beats in both our catalogs that are all trap soul.
Right. Right. You did not go home. Every time I would link up with you, you like, come off Alameda, come over here, come off Post Oak, come to the studio. I'm like, bro, is this your new studio? You like, nah, I just be over here. Hey, what the heck? Yes, that is super dope. You guys, so I just wanted him to, you know, tell you what it is he does, and just know that if you focus on what you love and you're excited about it, and like, doing what you love is the prize, everything else just falls in place. Like, everything else falls in line. You guys, make sure you reach out to Mr. Major League Beats. Follow him on YouTube. Guys, he has a lot of videos on YouTube. Like, he's been doing this for so long. Like, he told you, he has vocal warm-ups. He has how to play the piano on YouTube. He had, like, dude, everything I want to know musically, I would go to his page, and he has a video on it. He has inspirational videos on there. He has his poetry beats. He has his R&B beats. He got some rap beats on there. Like, he's a one-stop shop for all your musical needs. If you need help with vocal arrangements, vocal placement, all of that, he has the ear, right? He got my ad-libs on point. You heard me? He's a human piano. Like, he can't sing for nothing. He can't sing. But he know what it sound like. Like, he knows how it's supposed to sound. So you guys reach out to him. Like he said, right now it was hot, was blazing. Is his poetry and spoken word. So if anybody's interested in that, y'all go look it up. If you're not interested, get interested and work with him. You know what I'm saying? He's recording in Houston. He got access to a lot of studios, you know what I'm saying? So you guys hit him up, work with him, let him know that you came from 13 Degrees of Gold, and I'm pretty sure he'll be able to hook up a little something something for you for shouting him out from this show. And Josh, thank you so much for being on the show. Is there anything else you want to say?
No, I'm grateful that I'm on this show. From this show, 50% any production. I can't do that on the studio, but any promises. Mention the show, and I definitely got you 50% anything you purchase.
That's so dope, guys. The phone was breaking up a little bit. I'm going to repeat what he said. Any production that you get from him and you drop my name 13 Degrees ago, he's going to give you 50% off the production. You guys, that deal is out of this world. As a matter of fact, he's number one on my guests to give deals to 13 Degrees ago. He cannot get you a deal on the studio time, but he got you on the production, 50% off. So you guys, hit him up, work with him. The time is now. Josh, thank you so much. I love you. We're going to connect in a minute. And you guys, until next time, peace.